This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Number two, we're back with Murr, the caller in Wisconsin, and come on up, Murr.
Hi. Hey, Paul, what was that D.C. Lamppost website?
No, there is no website. It's just something that I've been putting out for the last decade, ever since Obama was in office, man.
Okay, and you're...
I mean, it should be a website out there, like, you know, all the scumbags that are traitors in this country so that we know, you know... Oh, after go ahead.
Hey, your snail mail on your website, that's still the right one?
Yeah, the P.O. Box 9200, it's still good, yep.
Okay, I'll post that one in here, too. Yeah, you have to remember that principal in Florida was black, too. He's black.
Oh, the guy, yeah, that was fighting the Hall of Fraud, man, yeah.
He's just saying there's no proof.
For us? So, like, Poker Face gets in trouble because of that topic. And for me, it's a First Amendment issue. You know, I don't believe Jews should go to jail because they don't believe in Christ, okay? I'm not out there saying, oh, you're anti-Christian, yeah, you need to go to jail. No. So why are there 250,000 people in German jails and elsewhere around the world? Because they don't believe the way that, you know, the Kosherites explain the 19, you know, World War II account. You know, for them, it's you know, religion. For us, it's myth. Okay, but I don't believe anybody should go to jail because they have a difference of opinion. Okay, I don't care. So
it's money making and control.
Yeah, well, for us, you know, we get in trouble for that kind of opinion. It's like, look, I'm an American, and what you're doing is so anti First Amendment. It's disgusting. So it's got to end.
Ursula Haverbeck just turned 91 in jail over there.
I know, it's disgusting, man. I cannot believe that's happening.
Showed how well these people were treated. They would fire chefs if they cooked the minerals and vitamins out of the food, you know. And if you look at, I don't know if you know about Graham Hart's hoax train video, and I've shared it with people, and I said, well, if you don't want to listen to it, just mute it and look at the pictures. They have the theater and the swimming pool and all that, but that's a really good one, too. You like that. But, yeah, I really like your music.
Well, send me a link. Send me a link at Paula Pokerface, and I'll get it. I'll check it out.
Okay, that's good. Great address, too. Okay, and also in the Hidden Tyranny, which Rick is very familiar with, and I think I must have most of it memorized, because every time something comes up, I think of something in it, because it's one of the few references from 40 years ago that still sticks around everywhere, you know, because it's telling the truth. And after they had control of all the money, and you gotta remember, insurance, every type of insurance is part of the banking system. You know, and they're throwing the Nickersons out of their place now, and they had no problem either. They tried to pay the properties off, but they switched to a different mortgage holder, and I think they weren't happy with the insurance. And then some years ago, she had signed something, I guess. So the sheriff, you know, he kept saying, no, it's okay, and this is going on for years, but he has them come down to the office, and while they're there, he says, well, I already sent 20 men out. And they just took everything. You know, they could only see one dog out of four down there. And, you know, they've got a farm. They've got 10 children. What they do is ride around in a bus helping people all the time. And besides that, at this property is where they would have, you know, ministers. You think about it. The people that are on the front lines in this spiritual war are the ones that are preaching about Christ and trying to help people. And they would have people go there as a retreat so they could recharge their batteries. And there's probably something under, you know, minerals under the soil or something, too. But the Jews, like I said, after, you know, Rosenthal talking about, you know, after they took over everything, every form of Talmudia, you know, everything, it's not worth watching or listening to any of it except your music. But the richest plum was later to come when we took over the publication of all school materials. We see where that led. Right?
Yep.
And now they're trying to do all this crazy stuff.
The indoctrination from the textbooks and, you know, the kids are not all that dumb, though, and a lot of kids just, I know one kid told me, who came on this program a few years ago, he's one of those that the Lord brought me in touch with as a young Christian, and I said to him, what do the kids think when they're forced to read this Holocaust theology in class in high school? And he says, oh, they just laugh it off, you know, like, I said, maybe there is some hope, you know, because they realize it's a lot of pokum, hokum, you know, malarkey. So, and that's because of the internet.
The Swedish gender stuff with Greta Thunberg and all that, that's a result of this feminizing of the culture and just twisting everything upside down over there in Sweden. Sure. You know, that's what's wrong with that. Sure. E. Michael Jones, he can read German, so he read the memoirs, and I guess they're going to come out in English that the mother wrote. And it really shows that's what happened, because she was away. She was a famous opera singer, so she was away. But, SGT Report, what's the title of it? This Paul, what's his name, John Paul Rice, I think, but talking about how the entire society is a child abuse society, even the black nobility all through time, and we're seeing that all come to the surface now. You know, everything that's whispered in the ear in the closet will be shouted from the rooftops. So look on SGT Report and look for that. I can't think what the title is right now, but it's very good.
SGT, I'll post it in say that again slowly.
SGT Report. SGT, it sounds like Sergeant, but it's actually Sean's initials, apparently, this guy. Let me see.
SGT Report on YouTube. Yeah, he's cool, man.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the one.
SGT Report on YouTube and put in, you know, whatever you want to search.
Yeah,
on
you just look through there for this John Paul Rice. He was the one thing he got wrong, though, is because he's counting on the Jew movie still, is a Joker. I guess let's not give a spoiler alert and spoil it for him, because we need to bring down this media. Let it all fall flat, broke, and think for ourselves. But he equated it with, at the end, that Hitler was abused, and so that's why he did the Holocaust. You know, so this is some real false conclusions. But also Ronald Bernard, I don't know if you remember, a few years ago, Baxter Dimitri put in some clickbait in the third video that came out about Ronald Bernard, the Netherlands banker that was going to be tasked with sacrificing children. Well, the third one, he was talking about his own abuse, and this Baxter Dimitri put out a clickbait about a Ronald Bernard Fernandez that was killed in Florida, so it kind of eclipsed it. But he's mentioned in this video as well. But this is what we got to go after. You know, they hold him in cages underground, and it's just, and the more we pull away from this, they lose their power, because they're not serving their Lord. They lose power.
Sure. All right, thank you for all this update, Mer. It's great to hear you call in, and you can mention our chat rooms again if you'd like to for our listeners anytime.
DeadlyExperiment.chatango.com. Thank you, and thank you, Paul. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Appreciate it very much. He's good. Terry from Texas is up next. Hello, Terry.
Hello, Rick.
Yes, I'm here.
You're here. Coming in loud and clear.
I know. You've been trying to get a hold of me, but I'll keep missing you. In any event, we still do appreciate your contributions, and one of these days we'll probably meet up again soon. But go ahead.
Not a problem. Unless the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a posterity, we would have become like Sodom would have resembled Gomorrah. Anyway, that's the whole thing. I won't go down that road. That's all in, you know, Romans chapter 9. But you had hit the nail right on the head. That's exactly what I was calling. It was about indoctrination. And so I cannot believe how thoroughly, I mean, just what little I get out in the world and see the indoctrination. I was in New York City last weekend, and I got on, in just a short period of time, Rick, the amount of indoctrination, how they've got this sewed up. I'm at the airport, 5 o'clock in the morning, the flat panel screen, you got televisions everywhere, the sound is turned down. I'm getting ready to board. I look up, what do I see? But all of the city officials for where I live, the mayor, the police, you know, in all their costumes, and they're having some sort of meeting, right? And the sound doesn't even have to be turned on. And what the meeting was about, placed in front of them was a giant banner that, in all one word, said, expose the hate. And of course, Rick, you know the acronym that was on the bottom right-hand corner of this giant poster, that three-letter acronym. You know who was responsible for it, right?
Yeah, but I do that. I do expose the hate. Every time we're on this program, we do it. And the haters.
And so they're all lined up, right? Can you imagine? And so then I have this meeting with this distributor on Long Island. And I'm done with it. I go to the train, the Long Island Railroad. It's in Long Island. Long Island Railroad train terminal is like 5-block walk from where I'm at. I just walk there. And so the train, you don't know when the train's going to show up. You know, you might be a little bit late. So you need, if you get bored, you may want to look at some reading material, right? And so they've got the only reading material there is in those little boxes you can pull out, you know, and grab what you want. Well, guess what your options were if you got bored and you wanted to read, Rick? Your only options.
Tell me.
Jewish Star, Jewish Times, and Jewish Home.
Oh, at least you have a choice.
So, you know, I've been in New York, and now they've gotten all these plaques on all these buildings, you know, where they come in and present this false righteous, you know, and they put their name on it, right, on the plaque.
Many people, Terry, you overlook, I overlook, many of us overlook, you know, it's repulsive, yes, to put up with these displays of in your face, you know, like, hey, it's me, you know, hi me, the old joke about hi, it's me, hi me, you know, hi me town, you remember Jesse Jackson, all of that. But the reality I find to be is that the more you do it, the more you turn people off. So secretly, quietly, people think the thought, but they don't express it. When the time comes, when there is a little venue, whether it's on radio or television, or you have an open forum somewhere where people are free to speak their mind, boy, you should hear all the vitriol come out. Those Jews, you know, the Jews, the Holocaust, I'm sick and tired of hearing about the Holocaust, you know, that type of thing. And this is why, in the end, God sends them the strong delusion that they might believe the lie and they be consumed by it. See, this is the amusing part of God's sense of humor, is that when you're playing with fire, you get burned in the end. Pardon the pun. Get my message? Paul gets it.
I do.
Are you chuckling, Paul? Give us a little chuckle here. You need a chuckle.
Yeah, man, dude, you know, one of my favorite terms is Talmud vision, man, in Kabbalywood, because it basically explains very quickly whose agenda and what they're doing and how they're destroying the United States through the media capacity and brainwashing.
Well, look at like Marlon Brando, the time he opened up and he started talking about Hollywood. Sure. You never see the kinky image, he said, you know, and boy, did he get the blast from the media. Right away, it was like somebody stepped on their sore toes and they went, ouch, ouch. And so he, you know, became the object of hate, the object of all kinds of smears. And the three rabbis came and said, you must apologize. You must come to us for your act of contrition, you know. And I said, that's all.
You must bow down on the altar of Holocaustianity, brother.
Yeah. And how many in Hollywood think the same way, who are the goy, you know, because they're good-looking and they need them to portray the roles. And they feel the same way, and they can't say anything about it. You know, once in a while, one may speak out, you know, like, I think it was Robert Mitchum who said years ago that he found it very hard to believe the Holocaust narrative, you know. And he didn't get more roles after that, many more, I'm telling you.
Right.
So That's the way it goes. All right. Thank you. Yep. Now, Terry, anything else?
My last point. So on all the buildings, they've got all of the plaques, you know, where they donate. And I walked by this one building. It's called the New York Society for Ethical Culture. And, of course, you would know the plaque was on the side. I could not believe the little banner they had there displaying the meetings taking place. How national immigration policy is affecting our communities, the cult of Trump, the climate challenge, and ethical journey. These are all the conditions. And they even got these on the bottom. They have these little groups, the kids that can join, kids, children, or teens. And it's called the Young Ethical Explorers. Ethical issues and ideas are explored in creative ways. Of course, it's got to be creative because it's all. In other words, how do we lie?
Sure, sure, absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, they're just they're every door, every exit, every entrance is sewed up. Every single one from every single angle.
Well, remember, you know. You can control the media. You can influence the media that you don't control. You can force political correctness on people. But you know what happens in the end? Every lie is displaced by the truth. And that's why when Jesus returns, the real Jesus, the Son, will disappear because he is the light of the world. He will come and displace all darkness, which means an end to all lies. You know, we can be grateful for that. Thank God, and Amen. That's the day I'm looking forward to. How about you?
Brother.
Amen. It can't happen fast enough.
Amen.
I know, right?
Amen. It will happen. Thank you, brother. Okay, appreciate it. Let's see. We got a break coming up, but I think we can squeeze Nancy in, hopefully, right now. Hello, Nancy from California. How are you? Nancy? Is she there?
No more Nancy.
Come on, Nancy. Put your phone down and come right to the... All right. She's gone. Nancy left. All right. All right. And that's fine. We could probably take her anyway. She does call back because Paul is staying with us for a few minutes. You know, speaking of this, you know, I talk about it, the Holy Land racket. And there was a preacher years ago in Texas. He used to talk about it, Lester Roloff, about all these other preachers that get in on that Holy Land racket. Oh, you... Go to the Holy Land with us. You're going to take a trip and see the promise, to see the God's people and what they've done with the land and so on and so forth, you know. And it was nothing but a cash cow for them, for the churches, for the most part. Well, we have a governor here. Her name is Gina Raimondo, and she and her husband, Mr. Moffitt, are planning a trip this week to guess where? Let me see if you can guess, Paul.
Jerusalem?
You got it. She's going to Little Israel because she, as part of a group with no taxpayers' money involved, Group for Innovative Policy, I believe. Nice sounding names, you know, they come up with. And they want them That's to great. Go there because of economic and policy decisions. Like, we can benefit from an economic relationship with the state of Israel. And I know that is marvelous. I wonder what beneficiaries they can be. You know, they can benefit us with death and taxes, casket making, you know, bullets and bombs, and that sort of thing that they use to kill people with, to occupy, to steal. Look at all the olive groves they've uprooted that Palestinians have planted.
Yes.
You know, it's an extermination. It really is an expunging or an ethnic cleansing. How anybody cannot see it clearly is a question that needs to be answered. But, you know, this is the governor of this state, Little Rhode Island, and governors of other states doing the same thing. Attorneys general, they want them to learn the ropes, you know, these lawmakers, so they'll understand what poor little Israel has to face there in that terrible, terrible ocean of opposition that they face. And you know what? Half the politicians that go don't probably believe a word of it, but they know that in order to do business, you have to embrace the big whore of Revelation. So, and the whole world is chasing after that beast, you see, right now, for her delicacies. Oh, yeah. For delicacies, you see? And this is what it said. All the nations of the world have drunk of the wine of her excess. And this is what Jerusalem, Babylon represents in these days. So it's no wonder, Paul. We're going to take a break. come right back. Oh, there's so much more to play. I wanna play, if we have time, a little clip on Rhodesia, too, formerly Rhodesia, Zimbabwe. We'll come right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, we're back, folks. Rick Adams Uncensored with Paul Tepeti of Poker Face. You know, the German names that came up reminded me of this guy that I used a long time ago on one of my TV programs. He's a German journalist, Udo Ulfkati, and he wrote a book translated into English, Bought Journalism. And basically what he said in the book was, and he did videos, and he predicted his own death. He said, I will probably be killed for doing this. But he came out, and he started to expose the prostitutes, you know, prostitutes, prostitutes in the media, and how the powers that be, the NATO alliance, you know, Paul, or the CIA, MI6, French intelligence, you know, the American CIA would approach students in colleges that they thought would be good assets, and then they'd cultivate them to be nothing but whores, basically for them. And this is what he became, and he admitted it to the point where it sickened him so much that he finally had to come out and expose it. And he said, I probably won't live that long, but I have to tell the truth. Udo did, and he was right, true to form. He didn't live much longer, and, you know, the fact of the matter is that this is how it operates. So, you see, what's going on right now in America is the circus, and this is what most people are too, I think, too uninformed to understand. Our audience understands it. But it's not a matter of quid pro quos and dealing with Yovanovitch and so on and so forth. What it's a matter of is this government is totally owned by the international banks, as is most of the governments throughout Europe, and that we need to find a new enemy. This time, it's Russia. In World War One and Two, well, of course, it was the good guy. Killing those Ukrainians was good. They were terrible people. Now, under Mr. Zelensky, who happens to be a Jewish comic, well, we need to help them. We need to help them fight Russia. And we need it because we need the money. We make billions and trillions off of selling arms. That's the scandal, that this Congress is so corrupt, and this White House, no matter who it is, Obama, all of them together, are so corrupt that they would embrace a policy of interventionism, not to benefit freedom, but to bring about a new world order of peace and security. Well, this is why when I heard the first 20 minutes or so of these so-called congressional hearings having to do with impeachment, I got so sick to my stomach because I said it verifies what I said. Career diplomats, Paul, you know, people in the State Department, the State Department that was loaded with communists in the 1930s and 40s and 50s, and the McCarthy investigations later obviously proved all of it with the Venona intercepts, that these are the people who bring us a policy that has been akin to our founding fathers, fighting for freedom and democracy and love. And that upset my juices so much that I had to take something to quiet the stomach. This is what people don't understand. It's a lie. It's one massive hoax. It is not about quid pro quo, at least not for us or Trump. It is about quid pro quoing the banksters. We pay and they accept. We produce the arms and send them, and then they use them to fight wars for them, not for our benefit, but to create new enemies. That happened after the so-called wall came down in 1991, when the Venona, all this stuff started to come out, and now we faced a whole new series of enemies. So isn't it obvious, deep state, the one world system, the bankster gangsters, the criminal elite, it's all about them and their plans for a new world order. And how dumb can Americans be? You know, to fall right into that trap. Congress is guilty of treason, not just misdemeanors, but giving aid and comfort to the enemy in time of war, and that is the enemy of all humanity, these criminal cabalists. What do you have to say about that, Paul Tabetti?
Well, brother, I think we're late in the game, man, and I think that, you know, after 3 years of trying to do three coups against Trump, I think it's Trump's turn to bring down the communist left deep state. I'm excited. I think these next, you know, few months, these next 6 months are going to be devastating to the communist left. And I think there's like 104,000 sealed indictments. They're all going to start to be released. You've had Trump going after all these sexual predators. His numbers compared to Bush and Obama are through the roof. And the way that the Mossad controls the people, the actors, the media, you know, the prostitutes, everybody is through their child sex crimes, man. And the videos that they got on them, whether it's, you know, the Epstein Island, his mansion, his Zora Ranch out of New Mexico, all these things are coming to a head, man. And I'm excited because look, I love Trump because he does MAGA. He's the most MAGA president ever. I hate it when he goes MEGA, making Israel great again. But if you actually, like, look at the situation, for Trump to stay alive, he had to pick one side of the kosher issue. He left the left wing, the child-killing wing, the Kabbalah wing, and he went to the Likud, the nationalistic wing. And it's what's keeping him alive, brother. You know, he got to play one side of the Jewish card, and he went nationalistic and left the globalist side, and they hate him for it.
Well, I mean, the thing is, though, most of the time it's rhetoric. It hasn't happened, as you saw with Syria, as we saw with the Middle East in general. We saw with Lebanon. We've seen it now with Turkey.
Brother,
every move he makes, if you notice it.
He hasn't started any new wars, man. You got to give him credit for that.
Well, it's a continuation of the wars that we've never gotten out of, though. All right. Okay, Paul, let me come back. You want to stay with me? You may.
Yeah,
make more calls. Be right back, folks. Rick Adams on the
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, folks. We're back now. Paul Tepetti with me, and menstruating a little bit here spiritually about all of these issues. And, we know we do a talk show, a secular talk show, but I do try to base it on biblical things so that we can get a better scheme of prophecy and know where it is we are in history now on that line, you know, that timeline, if you will. Like I said, with Isaiah, we're seeing a bunch of idiots, total fools, and silly women, taking us captive to this.
And trans testicles out there, man.
People just they don't know who they are, first of all, Paul. Huh?
You can't forget the trans testicles. They're the ones that are most mentally damaged right now.
Trans testicles? Oh, my.
Trans testicles,
all right,
yeah.
We'll
they're supposed to speak trans.
We'll stop there now. Be nice. Oh, man, I'm telling you. First of all,
sorry for them, man. I really do. It's like they've been abused people. And they're being abused again because the ones that are pushing that ideology of Baphomet is trying to make it seem normal. And it's like they've already been abused enough to make them, think they're gay or whatever. And now have to mutilate their bodies and go to the next level. It's just sad. And but we don't need to play into their mental, illness. It's like, I didn't speak Ebonics when the left communist left was trying to make me except, you know, blacks not being able to speak the English language. I'm not going to speak transbonics. I'm sorry. I'm just not.
Let's go look at Leviticus and what they're doing to themselves. They're just hurting themselves, and they're becoming like the heathen. They're becoming like the pagans. They're becoming like the savages that they say they don't want to be like, because we're savages if we're doing the right thing. We're living the good life. The savages now are the barbarians. The barbarians are the savages. And who did that to us in media? Who changed America's soul, corrupted the soul of the young and the old alike into accepting certain, you know, like images and concepts that loosen the morals and made us feel like, hey, let it all hang out. Let it all come out. Don't hold anything back. Don't be inhibited. Come on. You know, you remember Dr. Ruth there? What a sweet little old sex symbol she was. I don't know if she is just as nice looking as Ruth Ginsburg or not. But I mean, hey. I will say this.
Go ahead.
I will say this.
I heard it was an evil Micronesian.
I will say a Ruth by any other name is still a Ruth. And she's not a Babe Ruth, that's for sure. But okay. All right, let's take a call. And I want to take that call from New York. And I believe it's Michael. Is that right, Michael? Come on up.
Hey, good afternoon, Rick. Hi, Paul. It's actually Ruth Butch Ginsburg, I'm pretty sure, Rick.
Oh, Butch? Ginsburg?
Yes, Ruth Butch Ginsburg. Yes, sir.
Oh,
I think that's her middle name.
I think I would rather look at Butch Patrick of the Munsters TV show.
Yo, when you see some of the photos of her, she's Butch all the way.
Let me tell you something. It's amazing, but, you know, the show of the countenance doth reveal them, and she is certainly
that's
not.
That's right.
Miss America. Yeah, and, you know, I mean, look at, I'm sorry, I'm getting out of control today. When Paul comes on, I tend to do that. But, you know.
Well, you know, look, it's just how it is, you know, it's just how it is. You know, if it wasn't that way, we wouldn't be saying it. We're not making this up.
I know, it's but, too incredible to make up, isn't it, though?
Yes, no, well, no wild
right,
imagination.
Go ahead.
Now,
who wants
could even
to say something before I say something?
Well, you know, I wanted to make a few comments, guys, regarding, you know, those imposing all this insanity on us. You know, who are they and everything? Well, ultimately, you know, they're the descendants of the monkeys, right? I mean, they're teaching evolution in schools that we're all descendants of monkeys. Now, we know we're not, but obviously they are. So, you know, when I confront them, I say, you know, with that behavior and attitude and what you believe, you must be one of those descendants of the monkeys, because we don't believe in that from our divine origins. Yeah. And they don't have a comeback, you know, when you nail them with that one.
Well, I always refer to an article that I've read, Michael, and it is along the lines you're just saying, and the article basically saying making monkeys out of evolutionists, you know, that you cannot make a man out of a monkey, but you can make a monkey out of a man. And that's
right.
What it
well
is
said.
All about.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, also, Paul, with the transgender nonsense and all that ridiculous stuff, and, you know, they're clearly bringing about de-evolution upon our civilization here. We're not evolving. With what they're imposing on us, and especially these new generations coming up, they are clearly de-evolving us.
Mm-hmm. Evolution. Devolution. That's what it is.
Devil, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's exactly. Exactly. And, you know, with the Ukrainian thing and the impeachment on Trump, you know, you guys covered it all so well. I just want to also mention on that one, you know, it's amazing that we're giving these foreign countries like $1 billion, right? And then they have a little conniption fit when Trump may be holding it back to a foreign country. I mean, it's our money. You know, where does our Congress have the authority to just give away all our treasure instead of giving it back to the American people they stole it from? But the fact of that is that when that billion goes out to a foreign country, how much of that's kicking back to these traitors in the Congress and Senate that's sending it out, right?
Good question.
Yeah, you got to investigate the children and wives, man.
That's right. They're all in.
I know in the case of a couple of congressmen that I have known over the years, not personally, but seen them go in as thousandaires, and when they finally retired or were ousted from Congress, they were worth millions.
Yeah, that's right.
And I just want to know where that gravy train came from.
That's exactly how they're operating it. And, you know, they all ought to be hung big time. And
yes,
also, with Trump, what we got to admire with Trump out of all the positives from him, he knows China's our enemy. That they built up China, the Antichrist forces on this planet have built up them commie SOBs over there so they can run the world and destroy us. And that's why all our manufacturing's gone, because in the next war, we're designed to lose. We're set
Absolutely.
Up to lose it. Right.
Yeah, and let us not forget,
only
the Communist Party of China still considers Americans and America to be their mortal enemy. Most people don't know that. They've sworn
right.
to destroy us. They've never reneged on that. Never.
And they built them up, the Antichrist forces that took control of all our corporations that we built up, sent them all over there to build them up and gave them all our technology, all our scientific know-how to bring them up to quick modern age from pulling rickshaws to being a competitor to us in a span of maybe 40 years. And and the fools in this country that don't see that, good riddance to them when that day comes. But Trump is aware of this, and he's really, in a sly way, playing hardball with them in with all this trade stuff and trying to get jobs back here. Or if they're not coming here, they're leaving Red China, too. And it's hurting them. And it's going to definitely keep pressure under the lid because they can't. They don't want to lose what they have or their sights on world dominion in the future. So things are going to continue heating up. But Trump, and also Trump building up our military, he knows that, you know, our military also was decimated under Barry Satoru, the fag boy from Kenya, and G.W. the wussy, compassionate conservative, and Clinton, and old man Poppy Bush, the pedo. And so Trump knows he's got to build up our military fast, and he's doing that too. So he's got to get a lot of credit for doing that, and because that's where our next conflict is going to be with China. They're moving in all over the place. They're hell bent on taking us out, and the Antichrist forces want them to. And
look, what they're doing to the Uyghurs is what they want to do to the rest of the world. You know, put us in their little
camps
and rebrainwash us, and it's like, no, thank you. Yeah,
right,
and it's thanks to the Clintons and the Democratic Party, who's all paid by the communist Chinese. I mean, look at Dianne Feinstein and her communists, you know, spying her. Dude, the whole Democratic Party is owned by the Chinese, okay?
Exactly. They're buying up everything, and they've been set up in that position to do that. And last, I just want to comment, Paul, because you were referring to George Washington's vision, and which is spot on. And they got to take us out. I mean, Europe is really nothing compared to the United States. United States is the blessed land by Jesus the Christ. The Europeans they lost it a long time ago. And but the United
Europe
States,
long time ago, man.
Yep,
came here.
The United States is where God's strength was shining in this world until modern times, very recent modern times. But Washington seen in the vision that at the last stage at the end of the century where we get invaded. And they marched by land and sailed by sea, and there was a red glow in the dark clouds that moved over his country, a red ominous glow in the center of those dark clouds, red as in communism. And the whole
world, by the way, is right out of the prophecies of the Bible, and Ezekiel basically has it all nailed down. America will have that invading army, that invading force, and that's what all of this is leading up to, the political theater.
The standard will always fly, brother. The standard will always fly because it's the Christians amongst us that will be back these forces. So I welcome it all, man. The sooner it happens, the younger I'll be to enjoy it with my kids, man.
Bring it on. Bring it on. Let's bring on the Commies
versus
Cowboys.
Bring it on, the millennium. That's where you want your children
you
to
grow
up, not in this age. Yep.
Agree. Okay. I agree with all that, and I was born for that, too, and I'm looking forward to the end of that, to get through that, to the final result of that, which is the restoration of this republic and God's new world order. So I'm with you on board on that. But by the time we get to that, though, yeah, it's not. There's going to be major, major destruction, unfortunately, as Washington will have seen
it
all.
It has to come. Judgment is going to come, regardless, like it will in the churches, too. The pastors are not teaching. They don't care. They care about only one thing, and that is their money and their bank accounts, most of them. Thank you very much, for your comments. I appreciate them all, Mike, but we have to squeeze in more.
Thank you, gentlemen. God bless.
Thank you. And Paul Tepetti is here to listen to other callers. John in California right now. Hello, you're up.
Hey, Rick.
Are you there?
Hi, Rick. Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. Yes, go ahead.
Hi, Paul. It's a long time since I've heard you. You're still your usual self. Keep it up. I like the idea of the lamppost in D.C.
Thanks, man. I've been pushing it for at least the last 10, 15 years on any interview I do because, hey, you know, nothing like visuals. Nobody has to say you have to damage these people until they've had their rightful trial. But at least paint the prostitute or the prostitution's name that's been a traitor to this country's republic and let them know, like, this is where you're going to hang. Okay, once you have your trial by a jury of your peers or tribunal by the military, this is where you will hang and people will drive by you and see you as an example of what not to do in a constitutional republic that loves truth and God. I think it's a wonderful project, man. It needs to be spread everywhere.
No, I think so, especially with all these, you know, the people that are defacing these statues and, you know, from Civil War and all this. Let's, like you said, put up the traitors in our country, write them on the polls, and hang them there when the time comes.
Very well.
Hey, listen, I belong to a travel group, Rick and Paul. And they went to Israel in end of July, and I couldn't go, but I wouldn't care to, all knowing all the stuff. And I come back and kind of listening to what they hear, all their tours, you know, and of course it's all the Israel line and all this, and like especially the wall, they built it, you know, they lost 3,000 Israelis over this. They built the wall, and of course nothing about how many Palestinians they killed after the fact, probably 5-6 times that amount. But there's even things from the biblical times of that they have, but the actual sites are not there anymore. They've either torn them down or they've moved them or hidden them, and you know they show you all this stuff to make it sound like it's a glorified place to be. So anyway, that was a total thing. But I was reading while I was listening to you guys earlier, I was reading on the Republic's website about the term about the Holocaust and what the Zionists have been doing and when Germany and that, you know, it was Zionists were on Hitler's side. They didn't want to bring all these people or let them immigrate to anywhere else except Palestine. And of course, you know, the Palestinians, the first ones that got in were all the wealthy Zion Jews. So that's, you know, that's interesting history.
That's real history, but okay, that's for another time. Thank you, John, very much.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Call.
Take care.
Yes, it's good to hear your voice again. And I think we have Eugene up now. I'm not sure if it's him or not, but bring him up if it is.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Great show. I particularly have a question for Paul that I'd like to ask him about one of his pieces of music that is used as a bumper on the Andrew Harrington Hitchcock show there, Paul. I don't know if it's the bumper for the Eurofolks network or if it's just for his show, but I got a little sample of it. If I could just let you listen to a few seconds of it, maybe you can help me identify this.
Go for it.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, it's called Area 51.
Area 51? Man, that's a great piece of music, man.
Yeah, off of our fifth disc, Peace of War. Yeah, first week of December, man.
Okay.
We hope to have our store back up, and you can download the whole album or you can download just that song. But it's on the disc 5, and it's Area 51.
just 551 will listen, man. I sure appreciate, man. And, I really love what you guys are doing, man. And I won't take up no more time. And you guys are great, man. Thanks a lot.
Dude, we're writing the soundtrack to this revolution coming up, brother.
Contribution, and, you know, we do all of the different people that we have listening to us, and we, you know, we try to do it as best we can. You know, there's only so much time, and we're running out of time, and so I know we have a break coming up. Is that right, Ken? I think we have a break coming up right now. So we're going to do that, and after the break, I do want to bring up Frank as our probably our last caller, okay? But we do have the break. RepublicBroadcasting.org is our website. Wanted to acknowledge the passing of Thomas K. Kimmel. Yes, he did pass away last month, folks. And we'll get into that, and we're going to continue with that Pearl Harbor story. Take a break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh my, in case a certain little lady comes by. Oh, she's wonderful, she's marvelous, she's fabulous, she's beautiful, and anyone can understand why. I'm leaning on the lamppost at the corner of the street in case a certain little lady comes by.
Thank
she
you.
Doesn't always get away.
Thank
she
you. I appreciate
away,
that.
Anyway,
you hear that? Leaning on the lamppost. Somebody had to bring up the lamppost. I think it was Paul. And now we have the band playing Leaning on the Lamppost. And who is that lady that's leaning on it? We can't leave ladies out. Is that Hillary Clinton? Is that what you're suggesting, Paul? You know who the group is that's singing it? Herman's Hermits. The old pub songs, you know, in Britain. I just couldn't resist. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We have to get a little bit levitous here from time to time, don't we? Some people say that's what we need more of. Well, we did. All right, Frank in North Carolina is coming right up. Hello, Frank. Are you there?
Hello, afternoon. Yeah. You know, I was coming home this morning and was going by the local synagogue on this side of town, and tell you what, it was a packed house. It really was.
Really?
I guess it usually is on Saturday mornings. And I know they're not studying or preaching the teachings of Jesus Christ in there, but you know, whatever it is they're doing in there, I just have to, maybe I'm suspicious minded, maybe I'm cynical, but I think some aspect of what they're doing in there has to do with the continuing conquering of America and Western civilization. Am I being too cynical there?
There you go again, with those nefarious thoughts. Those schemers, you know, those rascals, those horrible little, you know, betrayers of all that is human. You know, you get these ideas, these conspiracy theories, and we all know, we should know by now, they're the victims, never the persecutors, never are they the aggressors, never are they the ones who do the picking, except maybe their long noses. But no, seriously now, we have to understand that. These are the innocents. They are picked on. By the way, did you happen to notice a large security team outside to protect against a white supremacist who might want to fire up the place?
Oh, God.
No, I, you know, maybe they have some hidden security, but it's a very soft target. And I don't really understand that because they behave in such a manner continuously. It's like they want people to hate them. They want people to want to really Holocaust them.
Ah.
I mean, that's the way they behave.
Wow, you notice that, huh? You mean to say they get their strength and their oompa-pa from the opposition since they are able to control the media and portray themselves as victims all the time? That they actually want these incidents, real or fake? They need them to propel us into captivity? Is that what you're suggesting, Frank?
Well, in part, and, you know, I get the sense over the years that it seems like there was more Jews after the Holocaust than before it, the supposed Holocaust.
Well, the numbers went up, according to the Jewish World Almanac, apparently, and to their own Encyclopedia Britannica, as well as the Jewish World Encyclopedia, the numbers show a rapid, incredible rise in fertility and in children born during the very years they were supposedly Holocausted. So I don't understand it. Maybe it's the new math. Possibly. Could
seems be. To me like they were there. It was almost like they were a protected class in the war. You know, yeah. They weren't constantly being attacked and bombed from the skies at night, firebombed and everything. They were actually protected.
Most of them, the big ones, certainly did the supplying of the arms and the most of the killing in the Royal Air Force in Britain and the Allies. But anyway, we're almost out of time. I thank you for your call, Frank. Very nice observations. Folks, I was just saying before Paul, we let him go because we're almost out of time again, that Tom Kimmel passed. He had lung cancer apparently about 6 months ago, a rapid case, and he was prepared to pass, and he didn't want any chemo or anything like that. So his cousin, Manning Kimmel, will be coming on our program December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. And we also want to mention the passing of James Back, who also, at 90 years old, came on our program several times, the author of Other Losses in World War II. We don't have any more time, but Paul, I want to thank you again. Have fun, enjoy it, and continued success. Keep the faith.
Thank you, brother. Love you much, brother.
Thank you. Paul Tepetti, PokerFace.com. Folks, next week again, God willing, Rick Adams, so long, and God bless.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number.